can be so sweet. On sunny side of the street, I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the gray.
I make it my own.
But I'm not afraid. This rover.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Well, thank you, Randy.
If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Bring it on home.
Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Are you sure that was Randy? Because I think he would have said,
Frank. No, no, you know what he does? When he does something mean like that, he covers his accent. He covers up his Texas accent.
Oh.
Now, we have a little bit of equipment swap-out issue is the best way to describe it. And there's some changes in the studio. We have about a round of applause for soundproof walls. Or soundproof.
Oh, yeah. You said a round of applause.
Yeah, how about a round of applause?
Oh, you said pros.
No, I don't think I did. I don't think I did. I've been studying Mandarin. And by the way, there's a hollow echo I hear when I talk. Is anybody else here? No, is anybody else here? I'm in a, like an echo chamber. Does anybody hear that? Well, I do, and I shouldn't hear that. So, Limey, maybe you can get somebody there to go to work on that, because it's a real echo. But if you don't hear it, and nobody else here.
Like you have some feedback.
There's got to be something up with your headphones. All right. I'll check.
No, Limey. It's not. It's nothing else changed. It's something in what we just redid. You know what I'm talking about. You'll figure it out. Welcome, everybody, to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Thanksgiving is over. Now we're staring at Christmas. I want to, we're going to get to the Burke segment here, but I told a joke last week, and I don't remember if it was Wednesday or what I'll do is, like, every 2 minutes I'll say, I hear echo, and I'll just keep doing that till we get it fixed. But I told the joke about the guy going to hell, the FM DJ who went to hell. Does anybody remember that? You guys remember that?
Yes, I do
remember.
And there were different doors, and Satan opened the doors. And so Johnny Lomax, and I know, who's that? He works here. He had heard a different version of that joke, and I actually liked his version better. So, with the audience's permission, which is always a really good thing to do because it makes you sound like you're letting the audience give you... I actually am not able to know if they're giving me permission, but it's a nice thing to say. So, with the audience's permission, I would like to retell that joke from last week with what I think is a little better version. Is everybody up for that?
I think you're right, and Johnny actually told me his version of the joke.
It's better.
It is actually better. It's a better setup, I think. This was the joke you told about Charles Manson going to hell and Satan giving him his options as to what...
Oh, you know what? I did put Manson in.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Because that's after we lost.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on.
Sad day. Man, oh, man.
Yeah, that's after right after we lost Manson. So I'm going to retell it now, but I think I'll make it an FM DJ, because, you know, he's already dead and half-rotted, so we'll just agree to it. So here's the Lomax version. Johnny, thank you for this. This is better. So an FM DJ dies, and it's made pretty clear to him that he's not going to make it to heaven. He's at that, I think of it as like a switching point at like a metro station where you're going to go on this train, or this, he's told right there, you're not getting on the cars, the cable cars, you're going the other direction. Sorry about your pathetic life. And a trap door opens, and boom, he falls. And next thing you know, he's at the reception area into hell. And don't get me wrong, there are some good FM DJs. When we're on FM, FM is fantastic. But this is an FM DJ who... He did some things that weren't quite ethical, because you do what you have to do to survive when you're at FM radio, and ends up going to hell. Now, Satan wants to give him a personal tour, because Satan loves FM DJs. And he shows him a few different doors. He says, now, what's going to happen is I'm going to open the door and let you see what goes on there, and you need to make a decision as to which room do you want to spend eternity. And FMBJ says, all right. So he opens the first door, and everyone in there, I mean millions and millions of people who had gone to hell, they're all in there on their heads. They're upside down. Their entire weight is on their heads, and their heads are on the hardest of hardwood floors. You know how hard basketball courts are? You know that kind of wood, like bowling alley wood where you can drop a bowling ball and you can't dent that floor?
Yeah.
That kind of hard wood. And all their weight, they're suspended loosely at the ankles on some kind of rope, but all their weight is on their head, and the roping is designed in such a way that it slowly rotates, grinding their heads continuously into the in this hard wood, and their hands are free and flailing, and they're yelling. And again, there's not enough tension on the rope at the ankles to relieve any of the pressure on their head, just enough to hold them upside down. And he's never heard such agony. And he can see blood coming out of people's heads, sort of pooling onto that floor, because if you keep grinding and going around in the circle and all your weight on your head, you wear your scalp down and you start bleeding it from the top of the skull. He goes, no, no, close that door. I don't want to spend eternity like. So Satan closes the door. He opens a second door. And here are people who also are on their heads, suspended the same way, slowly turning and grinding their heads into a concrete floor. But it's not just concrete. It's that rough concrete.
Kind of aggregate or something?
Yes. Yeah, and so that's grinding, and their skulls are really bleeding from their own weight being crazy. He goes, oh, he says, no, no, no. Is there another room? He said, yeah, the tour's not finished. But at the point you say, this is where I want to stay, that's it for eternity. The door closes and you're in it. Well, show me the next room. So they take him to the next room. And it's millions of people who are standing up to their waist in cow manure. And it's not just solid, healthy look. It's that runny, diuretic kind of cow manure. You know, mushy. And it just reeks. It stinks so bad. But they're standing upright, and it's only up to their waist, and they're all drinking coffee. And he's thinking, spin around on your head, on wood, spin around on concrete, waist-high manure. He says, Satan, you know what? I think I'll take this room. Satan says, you're sure? He goes, oh, yeah. This is it for me. I can deal with this. He says, okay. And the door closes. It's not 30 seconds till the voice over the PA says, okay, coffee break's over, back on your heads.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
See, the reason his version is better.
Thank you, everybody.
Mine had it up to the neck in manure, and there were no previous on your head rooms.
Yeah.
It's a better setup.
Yeah, it is.
How about it for Johnny Lomax?
All right.
Thank you, Johnny. And there have been a couple of times over the years where listeners have emailed me and said, you know, that joke has another version, and honestly, it's been better. And thank you. Anything you can do to enhance or improve or help me make it my own, as Paula Abdul taught us to say, I welcome it. So this is what we call the Burke segment. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right, that sounds like the voice of Dan Strauss you all may recognize. What do you have?
I want to say hi. The Seventh Planet Band, first of all, which is the band
I've never heard of them. Who
yeah,
are they?
Yeah, it's the Seventh band. Planet Band. It's
a polka band?
Yeah, we're a classic polka band.
Okay. Classic polka, not just polka, but classic. Like beer barrel polka.
Yeah,
that would be classic.
Yeah,
classic
tempo rock.
What, Tim?
More up-tempo polka.
Yeah, yes. So makes you feel better. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, is there any down-tempo polka? Seriously, is there?
Like
I mean, can it even be a polka song unless it's the thing?
Right.
Tuba.
Perfect rendition.
I don't think there's any down-tempo polka music. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's a polka waltz or something.
Hmm.
I'm sorry, go ahead. This band that you like, the Seven Saturns.
Seventh Planet Band, yeah. Oh. We played at a place called...
you're in it. You're in the band.
Yeah, I'm in the band. I'm in
Wow, you never mentioned that.
No,
I
try not to. I try to keep a... low profile with that.
Modest.
We played at a place called the St. Charles Music House, and I want to say hi to someone that is so AM and the PM, this lady and her husband. but the lady is more AM and the PM than anybody. It was crazy.
That is crazy,
Tom. Her name is Linda, so I want to say hi to Linda and her husband.
I'll do it too. Hi, Linda. Tim, say hi to Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Limey, say hi to Linda.
Hi, Linda.
And her husband, John, who
hi, John.
Are both extremely AM in the PM.
Tim, say hi to John.
Hey, John.
Limey.
Hi, John.
See, hi, John.
You're getting it from all of us. That's what happens when you're that AM in the PM. You get a personal greeting from everyone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, and she said she would be listening today and everything, and so she got to meet everybody in the band,
we love that kind of loyalty. Did you get to meet that band, the people in that band? Oh, you're in that band.
I'm in the band.
I keep forgetting that because you've never mentioned it.
And we brought her up to pick a prize out of our prize bucket that we have.
Yeah. So what kind of prizes do you win?
Well, we give away, like, we gave away a Pez dispenser. We gave away...
Ooh, stop it. Oh, come on.
No.
Where does a band get that kind of budget?
I'm telling you. I got this, I found Pez these things dispenser. Down around the botanical gardens. They're little piggy banks, and I got a whole bunch of these, but they're tiny little piggy banks with a little white tail, a squiggly tail that goes straight out, and they're actually called sperm banks.
Well, that's disgusting.
I know. So we have those in there, and we have...
can we edit that out?
We can, absolutely.
We don't have a sound effect. There's no sperm bank sound effect?
I don't believe that exists. No.
I think we could make one pretty quick.
Yeah, I'll volunteer. Yeah. I'll volunteer to provide the sound effect.
But there's a lot of dollar store stuff in the prize bag, our prize bucket. And
so you go all out for your fans.
Oh, yeah.
You don't just give away the little cheap nothing. You give away a Pez dispenser.
Heck yeah.
You know I've never had Pez.
Really?
What was that other thing? Skittles, I said I'd never had.
Yeah,
No, I know what it's like. In fact, to tell you the truth, the Pez dispenser is kind of disgusting because it's like a guy has throat slit or something. You pull his head back and candy pops out of his neck, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I've never eaten it. I've never owned one of those.
No, it's just like little sugar candy things or whatever.
I'll start following your band around. I'll get one.
Well, yeah. Well, there's more than just Pez dispensers in there. There's some other things in there, too. Oh. I'm not sure exactly what.
Don't tell any more, and then people have to go hear you.
And we bring like for anniversaries and birthdays and things like that. The people get to draw out of the pull a prize out, so that's what they get to do.
Anybody else for the Burke segment?
Yeah, Frank. I just want to let you know it's my
first. Let me introduce you, ladies and gentlemen. This man, his name is Tim Woodburn, and a little later. When we introduce him, we'll introduce him completely with both his jobs. But for now, he's our newsman. Tim, take it away.
Frank, I just want to let you know it's my first ever show in my 26-year history as a radio broadcaster that I'm doing naked because I don't have my cell phone on me. I left it at home, and I don't feel like I lost a child, but I feel like I lost a pet.
You also lost a bunch of listeners just now when you said you were naked, and they didn't stick around long enough to hear the rest of it. Right, it was about your phone.
I know.
It's unbelievable. They grow up. They went
They
pulled off the roads.
Right. Causing traffic. Well, Tory Lanez going to have traffic updates. All the cars that just ran off the road when I said that. That's coming your way at
I've left the phone. Here, the two things I can leave the phone with where I feel like, my goodness, my whole day is completely ruined. The first is the phone. The second for me is a wristwatch. And I know a lot of young guys, millennials, they don't wear wristwatches. I still like a watch. And if I forget it, I feel like I've forgotten my socks or something.
I do, too. I feel the same exact way. And you have the clock on your phone that you can get the time with and everything, but I'm just looking at my watch.
I'm used to feeling that watch there. So where is your phone?
Well, it's at home. And I'm thinking about telling John Hadley that I've just got to use the bathroom at 4:03 when the news is over and just be in there a while. And I'm thinking about running home and getting it.
If John Hadley has to use the bathroom, which he does a lot, tell him to go use the bathroom at your house, and then while he's there, you can get your phone.
Well, John Hadley has his own private bathroom in his office.
You talk
about that a lot.
You're right, and I didn't know this till last week.
Right.
You guys told me.
He does.
His own bathroom.
Right.
Wow. Let me tell you something. That's a perk. That is a real perk.
That's when you know you made it in this business.
Thank you, Limey. That is how you know.
It's kind of a perk, but if you've been around when Hadley is going to the bathroom, if you know what I mean.
Then you'll know why they insisted he have his own bathroom.
Yeah.
Well, somebody opened the door right after he'd been in there and said, you know what? You're getting your own bathroom.
Yeah.
When Randy comes by looking for him, he's like in there for like an hour and a half. You know, it's like he's like,
he needs to see a doctor. That's a long time.
So for the next 3 hours, Frank, any of my PI employees in the field who are trying to call me and listen to the show, I ain't responding. Any women who want to text me throughout the show, and I get that a lot, I'm not responding. And any people I owe money to, bookies, and just other general family members, I'm not responding.
And you know why you're not responding? No, because this show comes first.
I know. It does.
Naked on the air. First time ever. Naked on the air.
Metaphor.
Limey, anything for the Berkshire?
No, I had a very uneventful weekend. It was a great Thanksgiving. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. Been eating turkey for the last 3 days, though.
So you British, I say you British people, they do the turkey, as well as we do?
Now, well, typically we don't have a Thanksgiving dinner, although they have started doing Black Friday sales. How that works, I don't really understand. But yeah, our turkey dinner is normally on Christmas. Yeah, I'm not kidding. They don't do Thanksgiving at all. But Black Friday sales, they now do.
Now, those aren't the slavery sales, are they?
Oh, okay, I made a mistake.
For those who missed it, last week, we were talking about why it's called Black Friday, and Limey, honest to goodness, says, oh, I think it has something to do with when they sold the slaves. And they had a special sale on Friday of the slaves, and it was Black Friday.
Wow. I feel terrible for that. Thank you for
as you should.
Bringing it up again. Thank you.
But it was pretty funny knowing that it was legitimate. You honestly thought that. So, therefore, it's not racist. You can close the Burke segment.
Oh, man.
Burke segment is officially slam shut and closed.
We went Black Friday shopping on Friday.
Dan, your time is over. You had a Burke segment opportunity.
Oh, sorry. This is kind of off the Burke segment.
Gave the impression that it was over. All right, now here's what we're going to do. We have to catch up a little business that we didn't get done Thursday because we weren't here Thursday. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I will... I'll tell you about my trip to Uranus on Thanksgiving Day, and I got videos on our Facebook page. Yeah, I actually finally went to Uranus, and I went with my friend the Rat from the lake, and we were on a little road trip, and he took some videos, a horrible videographer, but he took some video, at least it's proof that I was there. And I have to tell you, you know how people say they had a feeling they could sense that somebody was in the room, like a spirit of a departed person or something? I felt the presence of Rat Boy.
Wow.
I did, man. I know. Listen to that crowd. And here's what I'm thinking. I bet I missed him by maybe 10 minutes. And it was like that little boy in that movie, I see dead people. I'm telling you, his presence, I sensed it. And I talked to a couple. Well, we'll talk more later, but you'll see the video. It's on Facebook.com/AM and the PM. 3 short videos to prove that I was in Uranus. And now it's time to discuss weight loss. Let me tell you something, folks. I am just like the rest of you. I lost 35 pounds. Have I maintained that same weight? No, I haven't. And this past month, I've been off it's been a year now, over a year since I lost that 35 pounds. And this past month, I put more of it back on than I have to this point so far. I probably put 15 pounds on, and I am mad, and I'm miserable, and I don't like myself, and I'm disappointed and ashamed of myself. Just to me, I am. Because I just knew that I would never creep up more than 5 or 6 pounds. And this has been the worst, and it's for a few reasons. Just some stuff that's going on, and I start eating when I get a lot of things going. I eat, and I don't know why I think that eating will make any of it get done any quicker or get resolved any quicker. It won't, but there's something about just chowing down and knocking down a bunch of stuff that tastes really good, that's not good to eat, that feels good. And see, that's Satan at work. To give you something that feels good, it's not really good for you. That's how he operates. And the reason I mention that, I'll get to later, it has to do with something I watched on TV last night that was beyond hysterical. But that's another story. My point is this. we're all sort of the same when it comes to this. Never know anybody that never gets hungry. I know somebody like this. I've never seen them really enjoy a meal. Never heard them say, hey, let's get something to eat. I'm kind of hungry. Do you ever know anybody like this? They don't get hungry. Man, would that be great. But there are people who just, I talked to a guy, in fact, Rat, that took the road trip with me from the lake. His business partner, he said, used to forget to eat. He would go 24 hours and flat out forget to eat because he was working and busy. I don't think I've ever been too busy to not be hungry. So I'm getting rid of this little bit that I put on. It's a work in progress that started yesterday, and I will not go back. And for those of you who are pulling this, I'm going to wait till after the new year. No, you know what's going to happen? You are not going to lose weight. You're not going to do it after the new year. I'm just telling you. That's an excuse that you can just stop using, because if you seriously are tired of being fat, you'll start it. Now, not being literally right now, but now meaning as soon as you can get in to see the folks at MD Health and Wellness. If you're serious, you will call them. Maybe it's a little late today. Call them. They're closed on Tuesday. Call them Wednesday. Okay? Call them Wednesday. Now, that gives you plenty of time to start and get rid of some fat clothes. Just start getting rid of them now. Make a separate pile. Get rid of them. You don't want to see them again. And let's get this underway. What do you say? They also will show you about lipo. In fact, they'll give you a free demonstration of lipo mouth. That's pretty impressive, too. When you have that extra stuff that you lost the weight, but it's like that sagging skin or those underarm bat wing flapping thing, that's what lipo melt is all about. So please, go to their website, make an appointment, go talk to them. That doesn't cost you anything. You're going to learn a lot about losing weight. And they taught me how to keep it off. I just was a little bit of a bad boy for a month, and I'm a snap out of it. MD Health and Wellness, mdhealthwellness.com.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now with Tori Lund.
For more than 90 years, Napa Auto Parts has provided the quality parts and expertise to help you keep almost anything on the road. And now, with Napa Rewards, you can save money on all the parts you need to keep your car running. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Want a new home before the holidays? During the month of November, McBride & Son Homes is having a home for the holiday sales event. McBride & Son buyers will save $5,000 to an incredible $95,000 on inventory homes. And you can be in your new home before the holidays. McBride currently has over 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in in over 40 communities across the metro area. It's the McBride & Son Home for the Holidays inventory sale. Save thousands this November only. Don't miss it.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots, never leave.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. At Hero.Loan, we appreciate all the sacrifices so many men and women have made to protect our great freedoms. And we want to make sure that every hero has the opportunity to own the home of their dreams. Did you know that with the VA loan program that you can buy a home with nothing down and nothing due at closing? We pay for your appraisal, there's no PMI, and we'll even come meet with you at your home, office, or base to get the loan process started. Apply online at Hero.Loan, the new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. As a licensed private investigator for the last 10 years, I've helped hundreds of area residents learn the truth. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations. For a free consultation, call 238-1367, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Hollywood Casino. Come play where the rewards and thrills never end. It's time for Feathers of Fortune. Fridays in November from 6 to 10 p.m., we're giving 10 hourly winners free slot play or the chance to win $1 million cash. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Paid in 40-year annuity must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's the sound of barley malting. It's super quiet. Sorry. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Hotshots has your chance to win tickets to the Bud Light Bragging Rights game. Make Hotshots your home for every Mizzou game December 5th through the 16th. From 7 to 9 on game nights, both Hotshots Manchester and Fenton will hold Papa Shot tournaments for contestants 21 and up. The top four scorers in each competition qualify for the finals on December 19th, and the winner gets a pair of tickets to the Bud Light Bragging Rights game, plus a gift card to Hotshots. Visit HotshotsNet.com for details.
You've been taking care of business all year, so let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. Treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture, like maybe a new laptop, or replace that squeaky chair. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max, taking care of business.
First Community Credit Union has a special offer that is going to die at the end of the year. So, that's what, 5 weeks or less? And here's the offer. And they do this from time to time, but it's not available all the time. And it's simply this. If you will move your auto loan, your car loan, from wherever it is to First Community Credit Union, they want to give you $100. They want to put $100 in your account. Now, I am accustomed, as you are, to everything now having a huge disclaimer paragraph that you can't even read. It's so small because there's all kinds of conditions and provisions and disclaimers. Not with this $100 offer. There aren't. It's this simple. You move your car loan from where it is, if it's not with First Community, to First Community Credit Union, you get $100. They put it in your account. There's also a very good chance your car payment may go down because they're famous for their low auto loan rates. Their rate may very well be lower than the one you were paying, so now you may have a lower car payment. So it's all good, as they say. First Community Credit Union, again, that's going to expire at the end of the year. And there are lots of people, hundreds of people, who've already taken advantage of it. So why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? It's $100. It's holiday season. You can use $100. And you can always use a lower rate on your car payment, and there's a very good chance that may happen also. So First Community Credit Union, if you want to know more, thanks for the folks to the folks that listen to the yard sale Saturday too. Thank you for that. Every week gets a little bit better. Yard sale co-hosted by Dan Strauss and Scott Sherman, sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. All right, now Thursday. Went to Uranus, followed the exit, the billboards, exit here, whatever, and everything was closed. And I figured it would be. I didn't get to go in the Fudge Factory. Has anybody here actually been in the Fudge Factory in Uranus?
I've never been, but I have driven past it.
No, I've never been either.
Never.
You know what's interesting about Limey? I said, has anybody here ever been to the Fudge Factory? Most people, the answer would be no. His answer is, I've never been, but I've driven past it. Thank you, Limey. Good story.
Just happy to help.
No, you have a way with words. We like it, by the way.
People say that about the Arch, too, Frank. You know, you ask people, people come say this, you ever been to the Arch? No, I haven't been in it, but I've driven past it. the Fudge Factory and the Arch have that in common.
Well, now, this is, it's like a little, Dan, you've been there, right? You've been to Uranus.
No, I haven't.
Oh my goodness! It's like a little Western set. It's like a one block of Dodge City or something. There's a tattoo parlor. There are a couple of little businesses, and then there's this. I don't know how to describe what the other little business was, but there are lots, there's lots of signage. They like to print the word Uranus.
Oh, I know.
They're very proud of that word. Yes. And the police car is there, the very car that Chief Nottingham drives that we had on the air. The fire truck is there. And it's not even a city block. It's less than that, but it's one little storefront after the other. And they're all arcade-like in that if you've ever been to the strip at the Osage Beach, the Bagnell Dam strip, and bumper cars and go-karts, it's that kind of environment. But I love the sign. If you start at the police car and the fire truck from the Uranus Police and Fire Department, and you just kind of work your way to the right, when you get to the end, there's a sign that says, "Thanks for picking Uranus." And I just think that that is, it's so nice that you thank the people who, you know, are responsible for your success. And they didn't forget about people. And they thanked them for picking Uranus. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen here in the next day or two is I'm going to sit down for about 15 minutes and I'm going to write every slogan I can think of for Uranus. And I don't think we'd ever run out if we did that. You know, when you start talking about the expansion of Uranus, because of people... You don't want to just shove people into Uranus. You want to be picky about who you let into Uranus.
Oh yeah.
It's kind of like Trump and the wall. You know, you don't want just like you don't want somebody dirty in Uranus.
No.
I would make it only, you know, clean, respectable people. So one of these days maybe we'll sell it to that guy. Right, that guy. See, right there. See, you did it right there. You did it. And didn't even mean to do it. My goodness, but it was more fun than I thought it would be, and there was more to it than I thought there was. I thought there was just a fudge factory and a couple of billboards, but there's more to it than that, so I enjoyed it.
And they're going to build that church, they said, the Little Brown Chapel in Uranus.
Oh, with pasta gas, yes.
Yeah, pasta gas.
I got an idea for bakery, the Pinch a Loaf Bakery. Hey. You just go in, and instead of being forced to buy more than you need, you pinch off.
Yeah, hello.
They're like, here's a loaf of banana nut bread, here's another real loaf. Just pinch a loaf and take what you want.
But you could never get into the place because all the doors would say exit only.
Well, you know what? Now, that's a good point. You can get in, but you need special permission.
Right.
All the doors, that's what they should have.
Yeah, that's the door you can walk in, but you got to ask first.
They should have signs that they exit.
No, they absolutely should, and Tim should get royalties. I think we all should get royalties. What we're doing right now is more promotion in this place than ever gotten. Exit only. That's perfect.
Pinch a Loaf Bakery, exit only.
Yeah. All right, so we'll stop. Is Bob still holding? Is he...
Yeah, Bob's still there.
Oh, my goodness. Let me, how much time do we have here? Hang on. Yeah, you know what? Here, let me give you the numbers. You don't have to call about Uranus. You can call about anything you want. 855-282-TALK, 855-282-8255. And let me talk to Bob. He waited for longer than I would. Bob, how are you?
Pretty good, Frank, AM and PM.
Thank you, Bob.
I called those numbers, and I'm talking to you.
Yeah, isn't that something? What can we do for you?
Okay. Well, I just want to go down there and see just how much you got in Uranus. But anyway, he talked.
Anyway,
I'm listening to you on the online, and it sounds like you're talking inside of a bathroom that has nothing in it.
Is that just me, or does
That's
everybody
just
sound
you,
that way?
But Dan sounds like he's talking from an underground bunker.
He is.
Oh, he is?
Yes. He's in an underground, and I'm in a bathroom stall. So I guess that would explain it. Now, remind me that this equipment...
there was an echo.
There was, and it's gone. I don't hear it. No, I don't hear it anymore now. It's gone. It was in my headphones, too, but I think it's gone now. So were there any other issues?
No, there were no more issues. I just thought I'd give you a call and give you my perspective on the broadcast.
We need that. We need that feedback. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
And, Dan, I just thought of the joke. I cannot give the punchline now, but it's a tattoo joke, and the woman had a B, the letter B. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
And the guy who just called reminded me of that joke. So Bob says our echo issue is gone. Now, Dale Earnhardt Jr. just, it's over, right? Did he have that last race yet? I mean, I should know this, but I don't. Anybody know?
Danica Patrick's got two more. Did Dale Earnhardt retire?
This is the year, and I don't know if the final race has been run yet or not. And I'll just admit, I don't know a whole lot about NASCAR. But that's something that I really tried to get into because a couple of friends were into it. And so there's a movie, and it tells the story of how that whole NASCAR thing started with bootleggers and outrunning the police, and they'd soup their cars up so they could outrun the cops, and then they started racing these souped up bootlegging cars, and that's the start of NASCAR. And the same family still owns all of this franchise. I mean, goodness, they're gazillionaires. And what I'm impressed with is not the racing. I don't really care about the racing. I've just always been impressed with these people deserve whatever the Academy Awards would be for marketing. NASCAR deserve. They sell every square inch of everything. Your driving uniform, the car, the venue. They don't miss a square foot or a square inch. Everything is for sale. Every little piece of real estate is for sale. And it's not cheap. And I got a chance I got into it enough that I actually started to learn about how they determine what part of the car is worth what amount of money. In other words, if you have a car that's running a NASCAR and you have, Jimmy J spark plugs. Yeah, the hood. That costs a fortune.
Yeah.
One corner of the car and side of the car is worth more than the other. The right side is obviously, don't they go counterclockwise? The side of the car costs a whole lot more than the left side of the car. The right rear corner. And I had somebody that went and looked up and provided sort of guideline pricing for this stuff and what it costs. It costs a fortune. People that have their names or logos stuck on cars that race, unless it's a really tiny one, they spend a lot of money to do that. The other thing I've never quite understood, they still say this, that it's the number one spectator sport in the United States. I have a hard time buying that.
There's no way.
I just don't buy it. I don't buy it.
Based on what stat?
Yeah, but see, this is why they're marketing geniuses. They're the ones that put that out there. There's no way you cannot, even with all the NFL backlash, there's no way that more people go to in person and watch on TV NASCAR than watch football or baseball. I don't buy it.
Well, the only way they could do that, Frank, is if they skewed that stat to a certain demographic. Like, for example, we are the number one watched sport. And then in small print it says, based on average attendance per event, which if they were to do that, they probably would be. Because
you know what? That's a great point. That's right. You're right. There are no empty seats at NASCAR, buddy.
Oh, no. And the people are on the infield, too. I mean, they...
Oh, yeah. You don't see any unsold seats. They're in there. But they're in there for like 3 hours watching the same... Unless there's a wreck. Kind of watching the same thing. I guess you could say that about other sports. They're also doing the same thing all the time. But for some reason, I just never... I don't know. It just wasn't interesting to me. But the business is interesting to me. The whole concept, all the cog wheels and parts of NASCAR. I had a pass one time. In fact, that's how I met Johnny Londoff, was at a place where I will never be seen probably twice, and that's a NASCAR race. And I got to go down where they weigh, this is actually really something to see, where they, before the cars are allowed to go on the track, there are people there who measure every micromillimeter, what's the smallest weight in metric that you can have? A gram?
Grams? Milligram?
Yeah. I mean, if your car is overweight by a couple of milligrams, if it's too long, if the decal's in the wrong place, you're out. You're out. And I saw them disqualify a couple of cars because of some just minuscule little, minimal little piece of weight or length or something. Or the inflation of the tires was off by a quarter of a pound. There's a whole lot that goes into it, a lot of physics in that stuff. So congratulations to the people who like it and enjoy it. I tried. I gave it my best shot. Now there's a...
And commitment to accuracy, Frank. Dale Earnhardt did retire this year. His last race was a couple of months ago, so he's done.
Wow. And I guess this is a case like Joe Buck where the son was actually, I don't know, better than the father? I guess not. I guess Senior is still revered as the guy. I can't name you. How many NASCAR drivers can you guys name?
You got Jimmy Kenny,
Are the Wallaces still in there? The Wallace brothers?
Rusty Wallace.
Kenny Wallace, Mike Wallace, 60 Minutes. Not that guy, but a different Mike Wallace.
Tony Stewart is retired now, isn't he?
I actually met Bill Elliott one time. He did an appearance for a hockey team I used to work for, and I met him, and I couldn't believe how tiny he was.
You ever see those cars? You got to be little to get in there.
Right.
If you weigh more than like 160, I don't think you're going to be racing. But to the crowd that follows NASCAR, these people are like gods. They're bigger than rock stars. They're a big deal. They are. And there's a lot of money in it. So I gave it a shot, and I couldn't make it work for me. Now, coming up, we have Taylor Nickerson. He's our new tech guy, so you need to know that. He's coming up 4 o'clock hour. If you have a tech question about something you own or a question about something you're thinking about buying, and my goodness, could there be a better time of year to do this than now, because you're about to buy something, you may be making a mistake buying for somebody else. Electronics for other people, not always a good idea. What are you going to get somebody an iPad? Which one are you going to get? How much storage are you going to get in it? Are you going to get cellular and Wi-Fi or just one of the... See, you may not buy it the way the person would have bought it. It's like giving somebody shoes. I think they need to sort of touch it, feel it, play with it themselves. So be ready to call when Taylor gets in here. And I'm going to make a note now, so in the Playhouse, I tell you a story about some batteries I bought. And this never, ever happens and has never happened to me in my entire life. But it happened this past week. So I'm going to put down here batteries, and Taylor Nickerson will be in here at the 4 o'clock hour. Make a note of the number now, 855-282-TALK. That's 855-282-8255 when Taylor Nickerson gets in here. It is my great pleasure to send you to a Meanies in Chesterfield Valley. Now, they're not on the end of the valley, outside the valley. They're down in the valley. Valley so low, hang your head over. Oh, hold on. What is that voice?
What
is that voice you're doing?
I don't know.
We're better than this.
I was being bassy.
We're better than this. Okay. Edit that out.
All right, that's coming.
Edit point 3, 2, 1. They're down in the valley. Valley so low, hang your head over. Meanies, A-M-I-N-I-S, you have seen it, and the only way you have not seen it is if you've never gone down Highway 40, or 64, or whatever you want to call it, out in the Chesterfield Valley. That would be the only way. You can't miss it if you go down the road. It is a different store. It's like round, like a spaceship landed or something with a copper dome on it. And inside, there are some things that will change your lifestyle. They actually will. If your lifestyle is, I never go down to the basement because there's nothing down there. Well, you can fix that. You can have a pool table for probably less money. Look, I'm one of those people at one time, I thought any pool table was at least $6,000 or $8,000. Five for sure. No. You can get a good slate pool table for a lot less than that. At a Meanies, you can also pay $65,000 for a pool table if you want, inlaid pearl and some special custom whatever. We don't have that in our house. We just have a nice basic pool table. And we've gotten hundreds of hours of just total family enjoyment. My grandson is 4 and I have to watch him because he rips that felt. And you're going to be refelting that whole table, so I have to be very careful with him. But he wants to try to shoot pool. And, of course, he loves pinball. And what kid wouldn't like arcade games or even a jukebox, even though kids don't know what a jukebox is when they see one? It's still fascinating. And they have all that stuff, plus the finest furniture made in the world, certainly for the patio and a lot of furniture for the rest of the rooms in the house, as well as accent pieces and a Jaffe lighting selection you won't believe, and more area rugs than you've probably ever seen anywhere in one place in your life, handmade and machine-made, and always something special in the way of a sale or getting rid of the current model, bringing something else in. That's what the website's for. You go there, check it out, find an excuse, a reason to go into Amini's. Maybe not to buy anything at all now, just to see the store. And please tell them your AM and the PM. That is beyond important. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Our number one priority at Hero.Loan is taking care of the military and giving them the best VA loan experience. Did you know with the VA loan program that you can do up to 100% cash out refinance? Use that money to pay off high interest rate credit cards, make home improvements, pay off traveling expenses, or even just put money into savings. The 100% cash out refinance is one of the best benefits of the VA loan program. You can apply for your cash out refinance today at Hero.Loan, the new way to VA, the Home Loan Expert LLC.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots!
Want a new home before the holidays? During the month of November, McBride & Son Homes is having a Home for the Holiday sales event. McBride & Son buyers will save $5,000 to an incredible $95,000 on inventory homes, and you can be in your new home before the holidays. McBride currently has over 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in in over 40 communities across the metro area. It's the McBride & Son Home for the Holidays inventory sale. Save thousands this November only. Don't miss it.
Doug Vaughn here, taking a little time off from dispensing molten red-hot sports steaks to tell you to get down to Bertarelli Cutlery. Bertarelli specializes in all types of sharpening, knife sharpening, lawn equipment sharpening. If it has an edge, the professionals at Bertarelli can sharpen it up real nice-like. The fun doesn't stop there. Bertarelli is your one-stop kitchen shop, offering a magnificent selection of cutting boards, kitchen tools, and meat processing equipment. So before you carve that turkey, make sure your knife is razor-sharp and safe. Visit Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi, on the Hill.
Hollywood Casino. Come play where the rewards and thrills never end. It's time for Feathers of Fortune. Fridays in November from 6 to 10 p.m., we're giving 10 hourly winners free slot play or the chance to win $1 million cash. Hollywood Casino, St. Louis. Paid in 40-year annuity, must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
What is this song called?
This is the heavy How Do You Like Me Now.
Now, see, How Do You Like Me Now is a Toby Keith song.
It is, actually,
that's true. So that's interesting to me is how that works. You cannot own the rights to the name of a song or a movie or a book. Do you know that?
I did not.
No. There are three Patriot movies, all called The Patriot. I could write a book tomorrow called To Kill a Mockingbird. Now, that just seems weird to me. Well, here's a perfect example. How Do You Like Me Now? There's another song, nothing like that song, called How Do You Like Me Now? Now, wouldn't you think you could own the rights to the title of a movie or a song or a book?
So somebody could write a book saying, I am Frank Opinion, and it not be you, and they could
No. That's a statement of that's a falsehood. But they could write a book called The Bible that's not the Bible. You know what I'm saying? The book titles, no, but you don't own you them. So give me a really famous book. Give me another book. I'm not a big book reader. Gone with the Wind. I could do a movie tomorrow or a book and call it Gone with the Wind or The Wizard of Oz, and I'm not breaking any rules or there's no law. You don't own those. I don't get that. Because I would think you should be able to. I tell you, it's a crazy world out there.
It is.
That we'll never understand. And you say, what's that voice you're doing? I don't know. I just did it. I didn't even think about it. I just came up with it just now. It's irritating even me, and I'm doing it. So I'll stop it. All right. It's time to break away here and take care of some business. Once again, after you hear Tim's news, here's what you're in store for. Taylor Nickerson coming in the 4 o'clock hour. Please throw your questions at him because it's that time of year where you can make some big time mistakes if you don't know what you're buying. Maybe there's an issue you need fixed. He helped me last week with something so simple. It wasn't simple for me. It was simple for Taylor Nickerson because he